Jackson, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
From the moment Van Vernon and Yan Tabar asked Rocky Starr to fly their spaceship to the planet Venus, he has been in grave danger. Unbeknown to the others, Yan Tabar has been plotting with the foreign agent Gregor to destroy both Rocky and the spaceship, the Blue Streak. When Gregor learns that Yan has failed to kill Rocky, he decides to deal with him himself before he reaches the rocket proving ground. As Gregor makes his decision, Rocky and Mitch climb into a car a few miles away.
Oh, stop your growling and get in, Mitch.
I'll start yelling any minute.
Are you in?
Yeah, sure I am.
Good. First up, the rocket proving ground. I'll have to move if I'm to take off at dawn with Ann.
Hey, listen, Rocky. Where you go, I go, and that's final. I won't let you leave me behind.
Mitch, it's not my fault.
But sure it is.
Oh, it's no use arguing with you when you're this way.
What's come over you? You're my pal, aren't you?
Oh, don't start that again.
Yeah, well, there was a time when you would have insisted that I went with you. Anyway, you just have to take me. You're hopeless without me around. You know that.
Oh, Mitch.
Well, it's no laughing matter. I'm going to Venus or bust.
Listen, I've told you again and again that I'll do all I can to get you a berth on that spaceship.
Well, look, it ought to be easy for you to wangle that. You can talk Ann Vernon into it.
Can I?
Well, sure, she's keen on you.
Ann is?
Yeah. Say, you ought to see the gooey look she gives you.
Oh, don't be crazy, Mitch.
I'm not. Yeah, I wish she was that way about me. She's awful pretty and a wonderful girl.
You're barking up the wrong tree. I'm not interested in her, nor she in me. Now, if you'd have said she was fond of Yan Kavar, I would have agreed with you.
Don't mention him.
You don't like him, do you, Mitch?
Well, there's something about him. His queer colored skin and his funny eyebrows. I can't figure out what's wrong with him, but I swear he's no good. And I'll bet my last dollar that he deliberately jammed the pressure control to the wind tunnel.
Oh, well, according to Ann, he did nothing of the sort.
Well, perhaps he didn't. Still, it looked kind of fishy to me. And that robot thing that set off the rocket the other day.
What about it?
Well, Kabar knows something about that, too.
Oh, Mitch, you're letting your imagination run riot. He'll be saying next that he's trying to kill me.
Say, maybe that's his little game. It's obvious he's jealous of
Mitch,
you and...
there's a car following us.
Huh?
Been on our trail for the last mile or so.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Well, I bet it's Kabar.
Ah, you've got him on the brain.
Rocky, he hates you and he's a killer. Hey, listen, slam that accelerator to the boards and lose that car. I've got a feeling that Kabar's out to finish us.
Well, why would he do that?
We've got no time to argue. Get moving.
All right, if you think it's best. Hold on to your seat. Here we go.
Hey, never mind looking behind. You keep your eyes ahead. I watch that car.
Have we gained anything?
No, they speeded up with us.
Well, we might lose them on this stretch of lonely road.
Hey, Rocky, they're closing up on us. Can't you go no faster?
This bus is flat out.
They're almost alongside.
Pull into the side of the road.
What do you think you're doing?
Do as I order.
Look out, they'll force us up the road. Slam on your brakes. Boy, that was close. Wait till I get my hands on those guys.
Well, you remain where you are, both of you.
Now listen, fellow, this
it
isn't...
It would be unwise to disobey my orders.
Oh, yeah? You tell Kabar.
Steady, Mitch. There's a Tommy gun covering us.
Exactly. And I have been accused by many people of being trigger happy, as you Americans say. And I could not miss from such a short distance.
Who are you and what do you want?
My name does not matter.
You wouldn't know Jan Kabar, would you?
Kabar? No.
Not much. You tell him from
you
me.
You be quiet. Now you, driving. You are Rocky Starr.
Yes?
Good. I would not wish to kill the wrong man.
What?
Don't, Mitch. You were saying?
Naturally, I trust I will not have to kill you. Of course, it will all depend on you.
Well?
I suggest that you do not join Professor Vernon's expedition to Venus. Otherwise, you will both die at once.
Take yourself and that pop gun out of here.
No, I'll handle this.
Yeah, but Rocky can't do this.
Leave the talking to me.
I am waiting for your answer.
Why are you so anxious to prevent us joining Professor Vernon?
Because my country must and shall be the first to conquer space and reach the planet. You will not allow others to beat us.
What is your country?
Answer my question.
Well, to be quite frank, I've forgotten it. Would you mind repeating it?
It is no use wasting time. No one can save you. However, here is the choice you have to make. Refuse to join Professor Vernon or die. I will give you 10 seconds to decide.
Count for him, Mitch. I'm sure he couldn't possibly count to 10.
One, two, three.
Well, he can count.
Four, what are we going to do, Rocky?
I'm hoping a car will come past.
You should hurry.
You wouldn't dare shoot. This is America.
For the last time, your answer.
The only obvious one. No.
Very well.
Rocky, he's going to shoot.
You are so right.
There are the lights of the car. It's coming this way.
What?
Oh! Give it to her, Rocky. You bowled him beautifully.
Now, keep low. They might start firing.
Watch that car coming towards us. Rocky! Oh, we missed it. Keep it going. He's firing at us.
Not much of a shot, is he? He'll be out of range of his Tommy gun in a few seconds.
Say, we were mighty lucky.
Yes. He doesn't seem to like us. Are they following us?
No, I can't see any lights.
Well, I don't suppose they would be. They've missed their chance.
Not by much, Rocky. If that other car hadn't come along, then we'd have had it by this.
Well, the fellow might be bluffing, you know.
You don't believe that, do you?
No. I wonder who he is.
I don't know. He must be one of the foreign mob that are trying to stop the Venus flight.
Yes. Well, that little episode has taught me one lesson. In future, I'll be on the lookout for trouble.
And you'll need a bodyguard, and I'm the boy.
I'd like to have you around, Mitch, after this.
I'll be there, don't worry. Wait till Ann Vernon hears of this tomorrow morning. She'll just have to take me along.
There goes the New York plane, Rocky.
How long before we can take off?
They're warming up our helicopter now. Shouldn't be long. A few hours.
Ann, listen, you got to take me along.
Oh, Mitch, I thought we'd settled all that.
Well, we have.
Look, I like you awfully, and I
wish. Why can't I go with you both?
Ann's explained it all before.
Yeah, but you don't know about that fellow last night, Rocky.
What fellow, Mitch?
I'm sorry, Rocky. I didn't mean to let that out.
Well, go ahead and tell Ann.
Stop talking in riddles, you two.
Well, last night, after you left, some foreign guy chased us in a car and held us up at gunpoint.
Oh.
He threatened to kill Rocky if he joined your father.
Where did this happen?
On a lonely stretch of road a few miles out of town. By good luck, we managed to escape.
How many were there?
Well, it was this fella and another one in the car.
I see. And you think he might try to murder Rocky again?
I'll bet on it. That's why I want to be around. And you're both in great danger.
We won't be at the research station. There are enough guards there to start an army.
Yeah, but you're not there yet. Now, let me see you safely to your father, and then I'll shove off.
I wish I could take you, honestly. I spoke to Daddy last night, and... Well, there's just no room on the ship.
Okay, Anne, I know what I'm late.
Mitch, don't take it that way. I realize how much you want to be with Rocky.
Oh, forget it, Anne. Well, I won't hang around to say so long. It's... kind of.
But you want to be with Rocky?
Oh, forget it, Ann. Well, I won't hang around to say so long. It's kind of cold, huh?
Mitch.
Yeah?
I'm sorry it hasn't worked out the way we hoped.
Yeah, me too.
Won't be the same without you on the trip.
Thanks. Well, I'll be seeing you. Give my regards to the stars.
Well, where are you off to?
Find some breakfast at the Crown Eat House by the airport. I'm going to drown my sorrows in food.
I asked you to meet me at the Crown Restaurant, Dyson, because I realized it would be almost empty at this hour. And naturally, I do not wish to be seen at the airport.
Sure, sure, I got you, Gregor.
You have had enough breakfast?
And fine, fine, Gregor.
Do not mention my name again. Speak quietly, too, in case anyone should be close. Now, we will go over our plan.
Okay. I give them 10 minutes start in their copter, then I set out after them.
Yes?
I follow till they're over some bad country, then I rams my crate into them and bails out.
I do not understand you.
Okay. I crash my plane into theirs and then parachute to safety.
You are happy about it all?
Sure, there's nothing to it. I've done it for years in the movies. It's easy.
Good. But there is nothing to keep you here.
What's that?
There is someone in the next booth.
You reckon you heard me? Say, he's moving out. Stop it.
Stay where you are.
So, it's you again.
Keep your voice down. Rocky Starr's friend Mitch. I remember you from last night. Do not move or I shall shoot.
You're not keeping me here.
Sit down. Sit down. That is better. Dyson.
Yeah.
Be off. Do not fail me.
Sure, I won't. I'll fix it all nice and clean.
Listen, you can't do that.
Do not try to attract attention and do not attempt to escape. Make yourself comfortable. You and I are going to have a little talk.
Covered by a gun, Mitch sits hopelessly before the gloating Gregor. At the airport nearby, Rocky and Ann talk to Yankabar, unaware that death lies ahead. Can Mitch escape and warn them? There is excitement in the next chapter of this thrilling new serial, Destination Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.